today's featured guest, Ralph Acampora of Altero Wealth Management. Well, Ralph Acampora, Prudential Securities and Knight Securities, published author, popular lecturer. Just a pleasure to welcome back here to the show. Hello, sir.
Hi, how are you, sir? Thanks for inviting me.
We've seen an increase in volatility, negative talk in the blogosphere. U.S. equities continue to hold up well, just meandering within a big consolidation. What do you see on a forward basis?
There's been some negative commentary, and I understand where the bears are coming from, because if you go back a year, the Dow and the S&P have been locked in a wide trading range. And every time they get up to their 2015 highs or close to them, they seem to churn. And that is concerning. But since the February low, February of this year, we've had a super move. It's been broad-based. It's been all-encompassing, even at commodities participating. So that was encouraging. However, I started to get a little concerned a couple of weeks ago when we started to lose the momentum of that February, March, April rally. So right now, I think if you look at, again, this is very technical, if you look at the Dow and the S&P, they're locked into a six-week trading range. On the downside, the Dow has supported around 17,484 and the S&P at around 2,033. So I think as long as we can stay above those levels, and obviously today we're bouncing off them, that's good. Okay? Honestly, Chris, I wouldn't want to see a break below those levels because then you'd be reversing that rally. And then the bears' argument that, hey, look at this, another failed rally, can't go through the 2015 high. And I can't argue with that.
If we look at the S&P 500, it has made a series of lower highs and lower lows, so has the NASDAQ, compared with the Dow Jones. You know, the Dow Jones 30 blue chips have not made new lows. There's a slight divergence.
I see where you're coming from, but that lower low in the S&P was, I think, part of the February bottom. I think it was a nice shakeout. So all total, we have to get out of this trading range one way or another. I'm still opting for an upside move eventually, yes, as long as the short-term lows hold, as I mentioned before.
Do you think that markets are hostage right here, at least partially, to the Fed policymakers' indecision over rates? I mean, clearly, they're not as sanguine on the economic prospects because they're afraid to pull the trigger again on higher rates.
That's part of it, and it's happened in the last few days. You've seen a stronger dollar. That's not good. And you've seen commentary about a weaker China economy, so that's not good either. So you have several factors. You have the Fed, you have the dollar, you have the Chinese economy, and I think you have to throw into the mix the presidential election cycle here. It's a toss-up, Democrat or Republican, so it'll be interesting. So there's reason for volatility, there's reason for this choppiness. I'm all for that. As long as we stay contained, we're okay.
U.S. Shares certainly benefited, I think, over the last few years, at least since the 2009 low, as a flight to quality, a flight to safety, a flight to performance, if you will, from Europe, as well as certain areas in Asia and around the globe. Do you see that trend after we get past these November elections likely reestablishing themselves as more confidence emerges from around the world? And obviously there's a changing of the guard in the U.S.?
That's a great question. I don't see it changing. Not totally convinced the emerging markets are out of the woods just yet because they've been underperforming basically since 2011. And, you know, they'll have periods where they do a little bit better than the U.S. market, but it doesn't seem sustainable. As far as Europe is concerned, I think they get past Brexit. I think they'll be okay. They'll recover.
And any comments on the precious metal sector? It's been a great year for equities amid a dollar slide, and as well as we've mentioned, lackluster numbers around the globe. Obviously, China, if their economic conditions are not as positive as expected or anticipated.
I have to say, I've been negative on gold for the past few years, but in the last 6-7 months, I've been pretty active and pretty positive on gold and silver. I think they made their bottoms, along with crude. So I tell you, any kind of weakness in gold, I'd probably be a buyer.
I'm glad you brought up crude. You know, this is a truly battered sector. Just did nothing, treaded water for almost 5 years after that 147 peak. The, you know, sub 30 per barrel, a compelling bottom. We've entered these sideways consolidations now for several years, and they always ended with further downside, lower lows. Any comments, any upside targets, perhaps?
I not only look at the commodity itself, I look at the underlying equities. Take big companies like Chevron and Exxon, and they look like pretty powerful moves. And they, to me anyway, technically, I think they have more to go. So I'm encouraged. I think any pullback, as I mentioned before, in crude, I think it'll be shallow. We would have a little pullback back to the low 40s and crude, light crude. I think you'd be making the right shoulder of a head and shoulder bottom. Be even more encouraging.
Any topicality that I've missed today?
No, I think you've covered it all. It's too easy to be bearish. And again, as I mentioned in the beginning, I've quite a few renowned technicians who are very, very negative. And I understand where they're coming from because they're taking a very long-term view, looking at the whole move from the 09 bottom and this massive churning that we've had for the last 12, 13 months, you know, since early 2015. Last time you and I have ever seen anything where it just churned for that period of time was in 2000, year 2000, when the bubble popped and the market went sideways for a year and then rolled over. And that's the bear argument. And my only argument to that is that we hold here, push to new highs. I think that negates their argument. So I still have my fingers crossed.
Ralph Ekampora, we really appreciate your thoughts today. Any contact information or anything else you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Well, I have a Twitter account. You can follow some of my comments during the day.
Very good. Ralph Ekampora, we thank you for your thoughts.
Thank you.